If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Bill Daley, former White House Chief of Staff and co-chair of Fairmaps Illinois, joins us. Bill, welcome to WGN. How are you, sir?
Thanks very much, John. I'm well. Thank you very much.
Are you pals
great to be
with
back on GN Radio?
Yeah, no kidding. We should have you on more often. We miss you. Are you pals with Ray LaHood?
Yes. Ray was Secretary of Transportation when I was Chief of Staff to President Obama. And I knew him before that as a congressman. So he's a great Illinoisan who really respects the system, and we're trying to make some real changes that we think will help at the state level.
Trying to think what a unicorn he was as a Republican serving in the cabinet of a Democrat president. That doesn't happen much, does it?
Well, if you remember, President Obama also had Bob Gates, Secretary of Defense, who carried over from President Trump. So President Obama was different than most presidents. You're right, John, that it isn't a normal thing. Oftentimes, they'll do one in a cabinet just to say they were bipartisan. But Ray was an integral part of that administration and was a good friend of President Obama's, too.
So what's this event that you and Mr. LaHood are going to do?
Well, we all know that our political system is rather in difficult. It's being challenged rather strongly lately. One of the bottom line difficulties is the way we draw maps for legislative offices called redistricting, which is done in each state in a different form. In Illinois, we have the legislature basically draw the maps for themselves. And therefore, whether it's Democrat or Republican, you have a system that lets the politicians basically pick the districts and draw the lines in the districts that they want that will help them most. And what we're trying to do is create a system, and has to amend the Illinois Constitution to allow this, a system that would end up with fairer maps, more understandable maps.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do. We need to get signatures on petitions, get it on the ballot in 26, and then have the voters of Illinois pass this and then implement it after the 2030 census. Historically, redistricting is done after the census, which takes place every 10 years.
So the Lincoln Forum and the Union League Club of Chicago are convening this conversation with you and Mr. LaHood. It's going to be August 19th from 8 to 10 a.m. The doors open at 7:30 a.m. and you can get a ticket. I'll tell you how in just a minute. Why Fair Maps Matter is the title, and I suppose they certainly do. The conversation you and I are having, and that I presume you all will have, is about the state maps for our legislature in Springfield, not the congressional maps, correct?
Exactly. That is a different discussion. All this applies to is the legislative maps that the Illinois legislature does every 10 years.
And are they as convoluted and one-sided as the congressional federal maps are in Illinois?
Yeah, they probably are. I don't know the exact percent, but it's kind of reflective of in other states, whether the Republicans are in charge or the Democrats are in charge, they all seem to try to run to do this. What it causes, John, is you have fewer and fewer districts that are competitive with the Republican and Democrat in a general election, so that each of the parties, the candidates, run to either the right for the primaries in the Republican Party or the left in the Democratic Party, and they're not running and addressing the issues that most people care about, and those are most people who vote in the general election are more moderate than the far left or the far right.
Sure.
So a fairer map will cause more competitive districts to have races that the candidates will not just worry about their base, but will worry about most of the people in their district in the state of Illinois.
Right. What we see is the primaries generating extreme candidates, so much so that then when the general election comes around, sometimes the other party doesn't even put up a candidate. You sometimes don't have a choice because it's already predetermined that the primary will be the decisive vote. I don't
think there's 50-some legislative districts that there's absolutely no competition in the general election at all. And many of them, as you say, there's not even a candidate running against the primary winner. And that just pushes us further and further apart in our state.
Got to be careful, though. You're a Democrat, and what you're suggesting, if you leveled the playing field, would generate a lot more. There wouldn't be a supermajority. There might not even be control of the houses.
But no, there's no guarantee of that. That's what elections are about, and I've been involved in a lot of elections over the years. And, you know, Hillary Clinton got 55% of the vote in 2016. Joe Biden in Illinois. Joe Biden got almost 60% of the vote in Illinois in 2020.
Yeah.
Now, President Trump got 44%.
Yep.
You know, some people just want to point to the last presidential election and say, well, therefore, 40% ought to be Republican districts. The whole point here is to get a system that will create maps that aren't just geared to a Democrat winning or a Republican winning. It may be that more Republicans win. It may be. But it also may be that the Democrats hold on to a supermajority. And that's a heck of a statement for the people of Illinois.
The problem with all of this, though, while what you're saying is so logical, is so principled, is that other states aren't playing that same game. And this is writ large in the federal case now. We've got legislators living in Chicago from Texas for this reason.
But if
you cede control either in the Congress in Washington, D.C., or even in Springfield, and other states don't play fair, then, as I said earlier, you're sort of cutting off your nose to spite your face. You'll take the high road, and if they don't do that, you're going to minimize your power. You're going to minimize your influence. You're going to minimize the reflection of the will of the people.
Well, again, putting aside the Texas federal argument, you're right. But John, if we all accept that, it's a race to the bottom. And then, now, I personally believe that what Texas is doing on the federal level, to be frank with you, we know that the majority of the legislature in Texas is overwhelmingly Republican. And after the census in 2030, they'll have the chance to once again draw the map, and they can draw any map they want. What they're doing, which is so extreme, is in the middle of a decade, because they've been asked to do this to affect an election in 18 months, or less than 18 months, that's the only reason they're doing this. They're not doing it for some grand experiment in anything. So whatever Illinois does or other Democratic states do in response to that, if the Texas thing happens, then that's fair game. But it's a race to the bottom. What we're trying to do, Ray and I and the committee and the group that's supporting this, is that the legislative, at least say in Illinois, we want to do what's right.
Yeah, well, we do in Springfield, but
into the system.
But there's no inclination to do that in for our congressional districts. I mean, we couldn't be more gerrymandered than we are, and you're not advocating that we redraw the congressional maps in Illinois, are you?
I'm not advocating that. But quite frankly, John, as a Democrat, if Texas does this outrageous action they're going to do, could I blame Governor Pritzker and the legislature from taking a serious look and
what
see
about
whether
Newsom?
Or not?
What about Governor Newsom? He said, I'll get you 10 more Democrats if you want to play that game.
And again, this is craziness, but it's all that discussion is all being driven by a mid-decade move by the Texas legislature for one purpose, to try to avoid what they think, no guarantee, that in 2026 the House may go back to being Democratic.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to stop that in any means. That's an outrageous action. But Ray and I are trying to stay away from that discussion, try to deal with the state legislature, at least be able to say in Illinois at the legislative district in Springfield, we are trying to get the voters back involved and get a legislature that responds to the general election candidates more than just the primary election candidates.
Yeah, yeah. Bill, do you know what the referendum would say if we had a chance to vote on something? What would the language be? I suspect that's going to be critical.
Well, it would set up a commission that the legislative leaders, the four, two Democrats, two Republicans, they would each appoint a member of the legislature. They would also appoint non-members of the legislature, the commission will have public hearings. They'll be transparent. They will not be able to use, one thing they will not be able to do, is use voter ID. If John Williams votes in a Democratic for a Republican primary, oftentimes when they draw these maps, they try to find those voters so they can put them in their district. And this is done by both sides. That sort of information could not be used by the commission as they draw their map. You'd have an equal Republican and equal Democratic membership on the commission.
I got it. And that's the structure of what you're trying to create. I'm out of time now, Bill, but you don't have the exact language, though, that would appear on a ballot. Like, if
no,
it said,
we don't have that yet.
Because if it says, do you want fair maps, I would go, yeah, I want fair maps. But what does that mean? So I think when you all get down to putting a pencil to paper on that, it's going to be challenging.
Well, it's about a commission, John, and that's what the commission will do, the maps.
Got it.
And that's to take it away from the legislature and give it to this legislative redistricting commission.
Lincoln Forum and the Union League Club of Chicago are convening on drawing up fair maps. Why fair maps matter. Tuesday, August 19th, starting at 8 in the morning to 10, a couple of hours of good civic-spirited dialogue between two leaders of the two parties in the state of Illinois. Bill Daly, nice to talk to you today. Well done.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks very much for having me. Have a great day.